Members of a group of prominent Catholics are meeting in New York today as part of the national investigation into the church's child sex abuse scandal. They had hoped New York's Cardinal Edward Egan would celebrate Mass for them this morning, but they've been snubbed. A spokesman for the Archdiocese of New York calls it a tempest in a teapot, but many Roman Catholics are watching the church leadership very carefully, looking for signs that it is fully cooperating with the investigation. NPR's Nancy Solomon reports.
On the surface, this is little more than a public relations kerfuffle. A group of lay Catholics comes to town and expects to be paid some attention by church leaders. Cardinal Edward Egan says, "Thank you, but I'm not available to celebrate Mass, and neither are my auxiliary bishops. I'll be attending a Knights of Malta dinner, and no, you can't come to that either." But this is the National Review Board, led by former Oklahoma Governor Frank Keating, and it was appointed last fall by the church hierarchy itself to investigate the priest sex abuse scandals.
It's an extremely important moment for the church. It's a crisis of credibility. It's a crisis of authority.
Tom Robertson, editor of the National Catholic Reporter, says this seemingly minor snub goes to the heart of the crisis, whether the church hierarchy is accountable to anyone but the Pope.
And if you don't have enough time to even weigh in with these folks, or you're apparently so embarrassed of them that you don't want them at your party, that sends a message.
One person listening carefully is David Cerulli of the New York chapter of SNAP, Survivors Network of Those Abused by Priests. He says Cardinal Egan has refused to meet with his group, and even a request to advertise in the Archdiocese newspaper was blocked.
He has been rejecting victims, rejecting survivors. I'm not surprised that he reject a review board that was set up by his peers. He seems to hope that by ignoring the issue, it will simply go away. It'll simply disappear.
But the Cardinal's spokesman, Joseph Zwilling, says simple scheduling conflicts this week should have no bearing on whether Cardinal Egan is perceived as cooperative.
He will go to Washington to meet with the board as per their request. He will bring whatever documentation or other information that can be helpful to the board in their work. That's what's important. That's cooperating with the work of the board, not getting distracted by what dinner the board members might attend at some point when they're in New York.
Zwilling also plays down another conflict. Kathleen McChesney, who is leading the U.S. Conference of Bishops' new Office on Child Safety, was told by the New York Archdiocese that she should turn down a speaking engagement at a local parish until Zwilling started getting calls from news reporters.
After this came up, there was obviously some misunderstanding, miscommunication on somebody's part, but Ms. McChesney was told that if she wished to speak at St. Ignatius Loyola, she was free to do so.
McChesney and the National Review Board are in a sticky situation. They serve at the pleasure of the church hierarchy they are working to reform. But one member of the review board, Washington attorney Robert Bennett, told NPR he's ready to move beyond what he called a dust-up of the past. He says he expects full cooperation from the cardinal because the issue of protecting children is too important not to get it. Nancy Solomon, NPR News, New York.